Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mothercare PLC Q2 Trading Update conference call. My name is Anne, and I'll be your coordinator for today's conference. For the duration of the call, you'll be on listen only. However, at the end of the presentation, you will have the opportunity to ask questions. If at any time you need assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you will be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to Simon Calver to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Thank you, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our pre-close statement for the first half of the year. We're updating the market today on trading for the 28-week period ending 13th of October, 2012. I'll run through the highlights before opening the call to questions, and I'm joined here by Dominic Lavelle, our interim FD. Since I last updated the market in July, I'm pleased to note that we've continued to make good progress against the targets we set out in our three-year plan. As I mentioned, our goal is to put the customer back at the heart of what we do. It is still early days, but we're encouraged that in the UK, this is beginning to respond positively to the action taken, with like-for-like sales returning to growth after 10 consecutive quarters of decline, albeit on softer comps, but nevertheless positive. Also, international continues to grow despite difficult trading conditions in the Eurozone and adverse currency movements. As we enter our most important quarter, we recognise that trading conditions in the UK and Europe, particularly the Eurozone, remain challenging, but we remain firmly focused on delivering against our goals. Turning now to this morning's statement. Worldwide network sales were up 2.1% during the first half of the year. Our international retail sales were up 15.2% in constant currency, and our UK sales were down 8.3%, which reflects our UK store closure program, which is predominantly the ELC stores. Total group sales were down 5.9% for the first half, but with robust management of working capital and cash, allowed us to end this period with confidence. Our international business had 1,098 stores across 60 territories at the end of the half year, having opened a net 70 stores. The result was that our international business was trading from 2.5 million square feet at the end of the quarter, an increase of 16% over last year. Our full year goal of 150 stores and circa 16% space growth remains on track. Our international retail sales were up 15.2% in constant currency, driven by both positive like-for-like sales and the space growth. Adverse currency movements means reported sales growth for international is 10.8%. Asia Pacific and the Middle East and Africa continue to perform strongly and at the top end of our expectations, while Europe remains weaker, particularly across the Eurozone markets. In the UK, we closed 25 early learning centres and 6 Mothercare stores over the half year, ending the period with 280 stores or 1.9 million square feet. This closure of 31 stores at the half year is against our target of circa 50 for the full year. As expected, this impacted total UK sales, which were down 8.3%, and as I said, encouragingly, UK like-for-like sales returned to growth for this second quarter and were up 0.3%. Continuing the trend established during the last few weeks of the first quarter, direct in-home is up 11% for the second quarter and is now positive for the half year. An effective online strategy needs to consider the front-end user experience, product prices, and delivery performance. And in addition to our improved website, which many of you have commented on, we've changed delivery charges, delivery windows, and also changed carrier. As we said in July, improving value for our customers was an important initiative for us. We've successfully reduced pricing across our clothing ranges by low double digits for the autumn-winter 12 season, while also launching the value range, which is at the good end of our pricing architecture. And I hope many of you have been able to see this firsthand in our stores across the UK. In addition, at the best end, we've launched Little Bird in collaboration with Jules Oliver in mid-August, and relaunched Blooming Marvellous, our maternity range, and both have been well received. The continued price match and KVI exercise in home and travel we discussed previously is also delivering results with gains in market share. Importantly, our customers have noticed our improved value credentials, and this is reflected in feedback we've received through My Customer, our new in-store-based customer survey. The other area that customers are telling us needs attention in this survey is availability. We are changing the way that we monitor this to identify issues more quickly and give stores improved replenishment. However, I recognise that we've a long way to go when it comes to improving availability both in-store and online. Finally, back in May, I highlighted I was looking to strengthen my management team, and I've now filled the roles for global brand management, global product and sourcing, and HR. We are well advanced in our search for a finance director, and we'll update the market on that role when it's appropriate to do so. So in summary, in the UK, we're putting the customer back at the heart of what we do, and the initial response has been positive, but I recognise we have more to do. The benefit of doing all the initiatives we have reflected in the numbers in terms of positive like-for-like sales. International continues to grow despite difficult trading conditions. The underlying business is healthy, with non-Eurozone markets growing at over 20%. And we continue to see interesting growth opportunities. This has been an encouraging first half, and we recognise that our most important quarter, which includes the Christmas period, is still to come. Our three-year plan is on track, and we'll update the market further at our interims in November. And that brings me to the end of the commentary, and I'll throw it now open to questions that we'll be delighted to answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press star 1 again. You will be advised when you can ask your question. Our first question comes from the line of Ethne O'Leary from Oriel. Please go ahead.
Morning, gentlemen. It's Ethne O'Leary here. I'm just wondering, in relation to the price investment, whether you think that's had greater effect in the direct-to-home channel, whether there's greater price transparency through that.
I think that, you know, what we are discovering is that you can't isolate out store pricing and online pricing. You know, we certainly know in home and travel that people will go online to search for products before they come in store to test it out. So there's a lot of, if you like, almost symbiosis operating between there. So I think as we, you know, extend KVIs, as we get, you know, keener and offer better whole delivery packages online, I think we'll continue to get the benefit in stores as well as online.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from John Stevenson from Peel Hunt. Please go ahead.
Hi, morning, John at Peel Hunt. Just a couple of questions, please. Just within direct, I'm wondering if you maybe talk a little bit about home and travel. Obviously, it's been one of the areas that dragged in the past. I'm wondering if your sort of greater price transparency and price initiatives have actually, you know, driven an increase in volume and market share there. Secondly, just in terms, I suppose, of the trying to break out, I suppose, the internal impacts versus what's gone on in the market and the weak comp. Could you maybe give a bit more information around those sort of customer service scores or other KPIs where you see yourself making sort of decent progress over the quarter?
Yeah, okay. So, first of all, John, we'll obviously have a lot more detail as it breaks down by category, et cetera, at the interim. So at this stage, we don't break down further information. But as you say, you know, what we're seeing in the basic pricing activity we're doing is that it is growing our share overall in the market, as I highlighted. So we'll come back to that with more detail in November. In terms of My Customer, what we have, this is a new survey that's been going now for a few months in store. We're getting thousands of customer feedbacks a week that enable us to identify by store, by day of week, by time of day, what the specific customer feedback that we're getting. And we know that the most important measure for us, and we'll talk a bit more about this in November, is our, you know, how are the customers highly satisfied in what they do, and that's driven by lots of different factors that I'll get into. You know, most important, obviously, in that is what service are they getting in store, what's the availability like of our products. So all in all, I think it gives us a very good checklist to enable that we're making good progress against customer to drive overall satisfaction. And again, I'll get a bit more detail into that in November.
Okay, but I mean, even now you can see some signs of traction with it since you started that.
Yeah, we are. You know, it's early days. We are seeing signs of traction. I measure traction in two things. One is in the leading indicators, which is what the customers tell us, and then secondly, obviously important for everybody, is what happens in sales. And I think we can see, you know, early indications on both of those factors.
Okay, brilliant then. Thanks.
The next question comes from the line of Mark Sotiades from N Plus Singer. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, just a quick question. I don't know if you could put a bit more colour on what's going on in Australia specifically, and whether you think there's going to be more investment needed in that territory.
Yeah, so as is pretty public out there in Australia at the moment, we're in discussions with Myer about owning that business. We are a minority shareholder overall in that business currently. It's a public company, so I can't comment really on more details about there. But overall, it will, you know, it will fit into our long-term strategy, and we're actively involved in discussions. So as soon as we have more information, we'll obviously update everybody.
Okay, but specifically the trading performance in the Q2 period, how did it go?
Again, you know, can't give specifics in terms of country. We can probably pick that up in November. But you know, all in all, I think, you know, the work we're doing with Myers will be great for the business.
Great. Thanks very much.
We currently have no questions coming through. Just a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a question from Georgina Johanna from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hi, morning, guys.
Hello. Hi, Georgina.
Hello. Just a question on the gross margin, if that's okay, please. I've seen in the statement that you're referencing the cash margin. Are you still happy with full year gross margin guidance for flat as a percentage, or are you moving away from that, please?
Overall, what we're saying at this stage is that we're still on track with the profit delivery as a business. We're confident about that. We'll get into gross margin and margin details a lot more in November. But I think overall, you know, we still see ourselves on track.
Okay, great, thanks. And can I just ask a second question, please, if that's okay? Just on international, I know you've said about 16% space growth. What sort of percentage contribution should we be looking for to sales from that, please?
Yeah, obviously it depends on a lot of the timing of store openings and how that works. And traditionally what we've looked at is in the, you know, 50% to two-thirds is the sort of range that we would say is the right level of conversion for any period.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Julian.
We have no further questions. Oh, yes, we have. We have a question now from the line of Paul Rossington from HSBC. Please
okay.
Go ahead.
Hello, Paul.
Good morning, gentlemen. Apologies, I joined the call a little late, so this question may have already been asked. But obviously, the improvement in the retail like-for-like number in Q2 is pretty kind of stunning. And also, well, just kind of wondering how much, excuse my English, but how much of that is actually self-help? How much of that was the market? We did see, you know, various one-off effects impacting the trading environment this year, including the weather. And I was just wondering what the kind of split there was, stripping out the benefit of the weaker comps.
Yeah, okay. I think what you can do, you know, we, if you look at the quarter as a whole, and we obviously can't, you know, break it down into too much detail, but however many retailers you speak to, you get a different response in terms of how the weather has impacted them at different times. So what I would say is, you know, we recognise that we're off softer comps. But we have seen, you know, good progress in what we're doing. We think it's a combination of, you know, everything that we're doing in store on value. Obviously, the change in direct and what's grown there, and the, you know, the big swing from what was negative to positive quarter to quarter, you know, makes a big impact as well. So I think when you put all those factors together, you know, I think a lot of the initiatives that we're actually beginning to focus on and deliver against is beginning to impact the overall like-for-likes.
Okay, so. Thank you. That sounds like it's probably the benefit of self-help is coming through. The other question I've got is about the competitive environment. There's been a lot of, you know, we've seen intensification of competition from the major supermarket operators in the last few years. And there was also talk about the kiddie care rollout. Have you seen any material impact even on just a localized basis from any kind of increased competitive activity, for example?
Yeah, the first thing is obviously we don't comment on what competitors are doing and their individual strategy. We leave them to do that. When we catch up in November and go through, we'll be able to go through a little bit more detail on what may have happened on you know, a more localised basis. But the reality is, at this stage, we don't comment on it. The good thing is overall we're seeing positive, you know, like-for-likes in the UK across the board, and also we're seeing our online business, and we're the market leader online by a long shot, right? And we're continuing to see that grow.
Okay, and sorry, one very last question. To what extent was that like-for-like helped by the closure of the 31 stores, I think it was, you've referred to in the statement? What benefit has that had? Has that been material on that LFL number?
We'll probably update on that at the interims call, but given the timing of those through the period, marginal.
Marginal, that's great. Thank you very much.
Next question comes from the line of Matt Taylor from Numis. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Morning, Matt.
In terms of the international, I just wonder if you, and I know you don't break it out in detail at this stage, I just wonder if you can give us an idea, order of magnitude, in terms of the LFL in the, if you like, in the territories which are doing well relative to Europe. Is it sort of up mid-single digits there and down mid-single digits Europe, that sort of order of magnitude? And also, talk perhaps a little bit about the maturity profile of the new stores in international, how they form in year two.
Yeah, okay. Well, in terms of specifics, we can obviously come into more detail at November. You know, as I mentioned, what we did is we did an exercise where we broke out Eurozone from our total figures. And actually, that gives me confidence that the underlying health of what we have in international is very strong, because we're growing that part of the business over 20%. So, you know, we don't break out, you know, like-for-likes and space growth by regions at this stage. But certainly, you know, it's very positive to see what we're doing there. As we outlined earlier this year, our strategy is to very much fish where the fish are internationally and ensure that we are putting a lot of focus behind the developing markets and really get a strong foothold there. And I think, you know, we're beginning to see progress, and I think the sales growth is reflecting that.
Okay.
I think your second point on maturity profiles is something that we would consider to be very commercially sensitive, Matt. So I very much doubt that we get into that level of detail.
Okay, thanks, Hugh.
We have no further questions coming through. But just a reminder, if you do have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from the line of Jean Roach from Samir Gordon. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much. good morning. Just wondering on the UK store closures. You've got 31 done now, and the full year target is 50. Would you be aiming to complete that before Christmas? Can we get any idea of what sort of timeline we might have for the remaining ones, please?
Yeah, okay, Dean. I think the key thing, as you know, is that the Christmas quarter is traditionally one where not a lot of activity takes place in terms of store activity, because everybody obviously keeps pretty much similar base through the Christmas period. So what we're expecting is, you know, probably the Q3 would be slower, and then Q4 would pick back up again, so that we can be in line with our overall target.
Okay, that's fine. So the number might not move very much between now and the next time, the end of the next quarter.
Absolutely, yeah. See some movement, but I don't think it would be as significant as it would have been in Q2, for example.
Yeah, okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
We have no further questions, so I will hand you back to your host to conclude today's conference.
Okay, thank you very much, and thanks all for your questions. And so in summary, I think what we're seeing is encouraging signs in the UK. You know, the numbers we've talked about reflect that. Eurozone weakness and obviously adverse currency have impacted international, but the underlying business at a 20% growth outside of Eurozone remains healthy, and we continue to see plenty of growth opportunities. Our three-year plan remains on track, and I look forward to giving everybody a full update at our interims in November, and I thank you all for joining the call.
Thank you for joining today's conference. You may now replace your handsets. Thank you.
Thank you.